Now, morning show at East Coast FM. If you're planning a holiday for 2023, where are the most popular places for Irish tourists? Any deals out there? We'd like to hear about those. And it's been, you know, during the pandemic, you know, pretty lean period, I'm told, but now it seems to be back with a bang. John Spullin joins us from Cassidy Travel. We normally play a Joe Supple little jingle here. I think, even though he's not here, let's give it a blast.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Yes, John Spullin here from Cassidy Travel. You'd miss Joe all the same, wouldn't you?
You would indeed, yes. He'd miss his dulcet tones.
Yeah, he's probably sunning himself in some jacuzzi somewhere. But
I'm not allowed to say.
All right. Now then, you know, just on a general thing, COVID was disaster all those particular years and people not travelling and things. How is it now? How was 2023?
For sure, 2023, we're experiencing an exceptionally strong start to 2023. And I think it's, you know, we're free of the COVID situation and people are probably going back to travel agents and tour operators. And the package holiday is certainly on the rise after many, many years. I think we offer, you know, booking your holiday through a travel agent is offering more peace of mind. And I think it's proving almost better value. And there's an assurance there that if anything goes wrong.
Well, so it was a big trend of people just booking themselves, wasn't there? And they'd put it all together. I mean, a booking travel agent, what extra special, you know, benefits are there to actually talk to somebody like yourself and say, well, put it all together for me?
Yes, indeed. I mean, there's a peace of mind with that. And, you know, there's also stage payments we can organise for you, and there's small lower deposits. And we have a vast wealth of knowledge of destinations as well. I mean, in Cassidy Travel, we have 140-odd staff, and many of our travel consultants are highly experienced in destination, and they've travelled there themselves.
They know the pitfalls of the places, they know the nice places, they know the things for your particular much you've got to spend.
Yes, indeed. And the fundamental part of a holiday is the flight and the accommodation and the transfers. So once you get that right, you know, it's all your peace of mind then is you just go and relax and get about thinking about your holiday. And
you're covered. You're covered if something goes wrong.
Yes, somewhere. You are. We're government licensed and we're under the Package Trade Directive, and most people know about that now. And so it's peace of mind. And, right, you know, if anything goes wrong, airlines are not going to offer people anything who can't travel because of certain situations. So we are somewhat of an insurance against that in a way. And talking about insurance, it's very important that you have travel insurance as well, of course, when we offer that service as well.
Right. So where are the big places then this year? Where are people going?
I suppose the emerging travel trends for 2023 we are seeing now that we're fully recovered, the most popular destinations are, from Ireland anyway, I think are Spain.
Really? That's surprising.
And it has been most popular. Yeah, the European destinations are the most popular at this stage. But Spain is there, because Spain is like, you have it's almost 20 destinations in one. I heard somebody say it's like the Canary Islands, you have the Balearic Islands, you have the Costas in mainland Spain, and you have many of those cities as well that people are well familiar with. So Spain is huge from an Irish perspective.
And what about the other part of Spain? Bilbao and San Sebastian, all that sort of part.
That's all hugely popular, and anybody going to San Sebastian, they talk about restaurants. There's even a ferry now from Ireland into Bilbao during the summertime, so you can get a direct ferry in there, and many people are using that to do the fly drive holidays, or even go down to...
How long does it take?
It takes over 2 days to get across, but it's when you put it all together, it's quite good value because you have your car, and car rental in some of the parts of the continent now has gone up high, prices are higher for car rental. But so taking your own car across to, instead of going across from Rosslare to Cherbourg or one of those destinations, you can go all the way down, book a berth, of course, and you can take your dog if you have a dog with you. You can take the dog, so you can travel around Spain, and you can drive further down into the next most popular destination for Irish people, which is Portugal.
Okay,
and that along with Greece and Italy are the most popular destinations in Europe from Irish perspective. And of course then you have United States, and then you have Canada. Asia is coming back slowly, but certainly people are going back to where they're familiar with, which is Santa Pons in Mallorca or Costa del Sol, down to Benalmadena, Marbella, or down to the Algarve, down to Vallelobo, or some of the Algarve resorts like Albufeira. And then obviously flights into Greece have increased as well. So I mean, certainly there's a huge amount of variety now, and
An appetite there, because people have been, I suppose, not been able to travel for those couple of years. They want to get out there. Is that the way it's working?
Certainly, and experiential travel as well. I think I spoke about this before. Like our Rugby World Cup matches, our packages are really, really busy. Motorsports, the F1 to Monza and Barcelona are very, very busy. And cruise bookings are also really, really busy this year. They've exploded this year after having so much negativity during COVID.
Yeah, the first outbreaks of COVID was this cruise ship.
And people were marooned on a cruise ship out in the bay. But certainly cruises offer a huge variety, but they also have an inclusive package where your food and your drinks and everything is all included. And of course you get on a cruise, you get on in Barcelona or Southampton or somewhere like that, and then you end up in a different port. So it's really fantastic, and there's some great offers in cruises as well.
Right.
And certainly again, City Breaks is another one that's coming up. And believe it or not, there's an extra bank holiday this year in
February
2023, February the 6th, basically we have worked out on a calendar that if you can get 49 days off for just 20 days of holidays.
Right, so you tie in the weekend.
So if you go, say, February, the bank holiday is Monday the 6th of March, you book your holiday for Friday the 3rd of March, and then you take Tuesday the 7th of March off, and therefore you get 5 days. Holidays.
Right, that's okay, February,
for 2 days. February, for 2 days annual holidays. And then right way through for the May bank holiday is Monday the 1st of May. So you book Friday the 28th of April and Tuesday the 2nd of May off. You get, again, 5 days holidays away. And you only take two of your days holidays. And sometimes holidays can be precious if you have something else on. So, and right the way through, we have a whole calendar of that. So that's a tip I would give people.
I like the sound of that one. That's very good. So you can tie in those weekends. You mentioned Italy there. Yes. I mean, Italy is so vast and different areas. What's popular in Italy?
Coming up, and we'll cheer the boys in green on. They're playing against Italy in the rugby on the 26th of February. So huge numbers are going to support the Irish team in Rome, and that's just the start of it. Into Rome and down further south into the islands of Sicily or Sardinia, there's extra flights in there with Ryanair, and they're proving very, very popular as well. And certainly the direct access from Ireland is increasing, especially across Europe, but also across to the transatlantic, with extra flights on to Canada, to Vancouver, to Toronto, and extra flights on into LA and into New York and Boston and all of that. So there's great variety of choices to choose from.
It's a pity about America with the dollar at the moment,
I think it's coming back a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think, we have so many Irish people in America and in Canada now. Both my sons are in Canada. So, I mean, there's family holidays to be taken as well, and go visit you. Yeah. And the same applies for Australia, which people haven't seen their children or grandkids in Australia for many years, and flights to Australia are increasing. One thing I would say, though, and one tip I would give is to book early. You mean to book now if you haven't already booked, or if you're thinking about booking for the summer, is to book now, because you do get the best choice of accommodation. You get the lowest priced flights in most cases, and there's generally more availability than if you go to book late.
And what about people who are footloose and fancy free, and they're waiting on a deal sort of thing? They're sitting around, we can go next week, you know?
Yeah, if you're flexible. That's one of the buzzwords I've been using in travel for many, many years, is to be flexible. And what I mean by that is, if you can go midweek rather than go the weekend, if you can go off season, you know, go at the end of March or go at the end of April or whatever, go in May, if you're flexible enough to do that, or go late September or early October, you will get a deal. And there's loads of last minute deals out there for the likes of February, for the likes of March. Stay away from obviously the Paddy Day, the Paddy's
yes.
Day or the Valentine's Day.
And
but
Easter and
I
things,
have
yeah.
I came across a deal here which is going down to Tenerife on St. Valentine's Day on the 14th of February, and it's staying in a 3-star hotel. It's all inclusive, so that's your food and your drinks and everything else, transfers included, flights included, for $549. Per person.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
for a week, and that's, you know, that's all your food, your drink, and everything.
If you're a flexible person, there's all those sort of deals that are out there.
Flexible, being flexible.
Have your bags packed.
Have your bags.
Scan.
But make sure you have your passport, okay? And make sure you take travel insurance as well.
Okay. We're traditionally around this time, and they used to start directly after Christmas Day. We started off on Stephen's Day. You'd see lots of ads on television for holidays. Let's go. I mean, it's a traditional time to book is January, is it?
What appears to be happening now since the return is the return of the tradition of huge numbers of people booking their summer holidays just immediately after Christmas. So that's why I see the ads on New Year. And that has happened this year, more so than any other year in the past 4 or 5 years, well, certainly pre-COVID. And we're seeing, you know, the queues outside our travel shops, and our phones are ringing off the hook. So certainly it's that pent-up demand, and people have now, you know, during COVID, they reassessed their whole situation and their lifestyle, and so they're saying, you know, what they value now, and what they value is experiences. And there's no better experience than traveling with your family or your children away to the continent or to further afield.
Yes, indeed. Well, we didn't miss Joe that much then today, did we, John?
Well, he's rubbing on his suntan lotion as we speak.
Yes, indeed. Good to talk to you. John Spullin there from Cassidy Travel, celebrating 38 years in business this year. And good to see you, John. And
thanks very much.
Thanks for giving us an outline of what's happening.
Thank you very much.
As well.
Lovely to talk to you.
John Spullin there from Cassidy Travel on The Morning Show.
WhatsApp or text East Coast FM now. 087-77-11-103. East Coast FM Spring Break. Coast FM Spring Break is your chance to win a 4-star trip for two to stunning Rome.
Non capisco. Thanks to Cassidy Travel, Ireland's leading and multi-award-winning travel agent. Cassidy Travel, your one-stop travel shop. CassidyTravel.ie.
You could be jetting off to the Eternal City on March 23rd with Aer Lingus with return flights, and enjoy 3 nights in a gorgeous 4-star hotel.
In italiano.